Hello, voice tubers. How have you been? Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. I am your host, Winnie, and it's great to be here today. Today's video is, what is PTSD exactly? More and more organizations and schools are trying to raise awareness regarding mental health in recent years. And it is in fact our duty to understand the different types of mental health problems so that we can help the people around us with the conditions. Today we are going to focus on learning more about PTSD with this video. First of all, let's take a look at our sentence today. A huge misunderstanding around post-traumatic stress disorder is that it's most prevalent in military personnel and veterans. But based on calculations from government data, about 90% of people with PTSD have never been to war. A huge misunderstanding around post-traumatic stress disorder is that it's most prevalent in military personnel and veterans. But based on calculations from government data, about 90% of people with PTSD have never been to war. Okay, moving on to our vocabulary.
来看我们今天第一个单字是 misunderstanding.
Misunderstanding.
这是一个名词,那它有误解,误会的意思。那你可以这样子把它用在一个句子里面。
There must be some misunderstanding. I never asked for these chairs to be delivered.
意思就是一定是搞错了,我从来没有请人送这些椅子来。另外一个跟misunderstanding很像的是confusion.
Confusion,它意思是困惑,混乱的意思,也是一个名词。那可以这样子造句。 To avoid confusion, the twins never wore the same clothes.
为了避免混淆，这对双胞胎从不穿一样的衣服。下一个我们看到的字是prevalent.
Prevalent, 它是一个形容词，有盛行的、普遍的意思。那通常呢，我们都后面会接prevalent among 或者是in. 那这个字就可以这样子使用。These diseases are more prevalent among young children. 意思就是这些疾病在幼儿中更普遍。那讲到prevalent, 我们就可以想到下一个单字,common. Common, 这也是一个形容词, 意思呢,就是普遍的,常见的意思。这边提供一个例句,
Smith is a very common last name in England.
意思就是在英国,史密斯是很常见的姓。下一个单字,我们看到veteran. Veteran. 它是一个名词,那它意思呢就是老兵,退休军人,或者是拿来形容经验丰富的人。Richard
was a veteran of many battles.
理查是个身经百战的老兵。那下一个单字就是比较常见的soldier. Soldier, 这是一个名词,就是军人士兵的意思。例如,
My brother has been a soldier since college. 我的哥哥从大学时就是军人了。
接着我们来看下一个单字,calculation. Calculation, 这是一个名词,是计算,计算结果的意思。例如,
The calculations that you did contained a few inaccuracies.
意思就是你的计算有几处不准确。再来,下一个单字是calculator.
Calculator,
这个是一个名词,是计算机的意思。例如,
Sarah asked me to buy her a new calculator because her old one broke.
Sarah请我帮她买了一台新的计算机,因为旧的那台坏掉了。Okay,
that's all for today's pronunciation challenge, and I will see you next time.